You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. There's Red Nichols again, and how many pennies he might have had on his person, we can't say, but it says five on the label. Scrappy Lambert again, Poor Butterfly. And that, I think, it's take one. It's hard to determine, but I was able, through using some spectroscopic analysis of the impression in the shellac, I was able to determine that was take one of that recording. And there are two takes of that 12-incher from 1928. That was a little different lineup, but you can hear among all the ones that I mentioned, except Carl Kress, I believe, is sitting in for Eddie Lang on this recording. You hear Dudley Fosdick quite clearly behind Miff Mole, you don't get too much Dudley Fosdick out there, but when you do, you just have to revel in it. Poor Butterfly. And we began with dear old Southland, and Eddie's on there, and all the other good ones. I think, what can you say? Red Nichols in 28, it was good stuff. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just going to bring you the good stuff tonight, whatever I can find. We're going to continue here because we played Poor Butterfly. I'm going to continue in that same lepidopteran vein. Is that the right word? I believe so. Lepidoptera. Yeah. That's what we got here. All-Star Trio in 1919, it says here, off of Victor. And that was F. Wheeler Wadsworth, George Hamilton Green on the xylophone, and Victor Arden on the piano. F. Wheeler Wadsworth played the alto sax there. And Poor Little Butterfly is a fly gal now. Thank you.
rang for home in vain. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, I'm longing for flowers, dreaming of flowers back in the sun-kissed lane. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain, I know that all of the world is weary by that old crowded door. Why am I weak, so weary, I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, brokenly saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in the rain.
There's Lou Gold on Diva, and it is Lou Gold. Sometimes all that glitters is not Lou Gold, but that was him. Jimmy Kern on the vocal, Just Like a Butterfly That's Caught in the Rain, 1927. Oh, yeah. Before that, that's Little Butterfly, 1923. Eddie Elkins and his orchestra on OK, beginning with Poor Little Butterfly is a Fly Gale Now. 1919, the All-Star Trio, and, well, I told you who they were. This is Radiola, and I don't know of too many shows that play the All-Star Trio, but we'll play them, sure. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'll play anything if it's the right length. I mean, if it, it fits thematically or psychically or however, or it sort of, works in the playlist, so trying to keep a harmonious variety going. And Radiola now continues. Here's Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, and Poor Butterfly referred, I think, to Madame Butterfly, actually, not in such a way. Well, this song, as you know, in the early part of the century, the 20th century, people were musically literate, and they caught allusions to things. They caught references to other works of music because they understood that. Everybody took piano lessons. Today, you have to explain it to them. But so I won't explain this too much because you'll get this immediately. Edwin J. McAnally and his orchestra with Louis James on the vocal. And, oh, my God, this sounds an awful lot like Pagliacci. An awful lot like it, I have to say. But it has nothing to do with it, of course. 1926, Moonlight in Mandalay.
Thank you. drifted with the tide, side by side, satisfied, wondering when we'll meet again. Oh, the moonlit water.
Well, that was a rather crepuscular set, rather than Lepidopteran. Yes, we're heading toward evening here, definitely. Moonlight and Evening Star, and that's what we heard there. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Evening Star, 1928. You heard Bing coming out there singing, too. Oh, yeah. And nice Columbia copy of that. Before that, Johnny Ringer and his Rosemont Orchestra, Arthur Fields on the vocal with Moonlit Waters. Not a terribly common recording, but I like it. The Other Side is good, too, and I've played that on a previous program, beginning with Edwin J. McAnally, Louis James on the vocal, and a very Poliachki-esque, whoever that guy is, Moonlight and Mandalay. 1926. And this is Radiola, and I'm trying not to be, I'm not paying homage here to anyone. I'm just doing the show and hoping you enjoy it. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm I'm sui generis. Not crepuscular, not lepidopteran, but whatever the heck I am, I hope there aren't any more of them. And before I finish the show, I've got a bunch to play. Continuing now on Victor in 1924, and this would seem to have a logical progression, Barney Rapp and his orchestra, Everything You Do.
Thank you. up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh-hoo. Don't eat meat, ooh-hoo. Cut out sweets, ooh-hoo. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
And that was a group on the label designated as Buddy Golden and his Michigan Wolverines, which was actually Arthur Ross, whoever that was, one of those elusive house bands. But that was on a special record, an exploitation record, sold in theater lobbies during the run of Follow Through, because that song was from it, Button Up Your Overcoat. Irving Kaufman there on the vocal in 1929, and on the other side, Irving is recording as Marvin Young, so Irving was competing with Irving all the time under different names, and I have found many instances of when he would record under two different names on two sides of a record, and I still can't figure that one out. Before that, Somehow I'm Always to Blame, well, story of my life, 1923, Vincent Lopez and his Hotel Pennsylvania Orchestra. An early 40,000 series, okay. Oh, yeah. And began with Everything You Do. And that sort of fits into Somehow I'm Always to Blame. Everything I do, somehow I'm always to blame. So that was Barney Rapp. So I'm always taking the rap as well. 1924. And this is Radiola, and I'm Eddie Senior, and I've got a Barney Rapp sheet as long as your arm. We're going to have to continue now on Radiola with, and by the way, if you want this playlist or any other playlist, you know, just try RadiolaRhythm.com. It's actually working these days. RadiolaRhythm.com, or at very least, just type Radiola into Google, and you'll get something. You'll get, you know, you might get tumbleweeds, but you'll get these playlists. And here's Henry Gendron's Ambassadors. And this is a rather, this is what I call the, this is the set that dare not speak its name. It's very strange. So we're just going to go with it, and we'll sweep up and explain later. Henry Gendron's Ambassadors, an unknown vocalist in 1931 singing My Cradle Sweetheart. Thank you.
My heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie. Though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Da da da.
treats it so well. He treats it and treats it, and then he repeats it. Yes, Daddy, he treats it so
of guitars, delicately played in a serenade, underneath a southern star. Night, balconies on high, whispered words of love to the one above, kisses and perchance a song. Has caught you in her sway, you'll never get away. For in those Spanish eyes, such fascination lies. One single glance will set you on fire, and a flame of desire will rise. The sway of Spanish hips, one kiss from Spanish lips, and it's too late for you to see your fate in those passionate Spanish eyes.
Ray Noble and his orchestra, Ace Roland on the vocal, and it was so hard for me to track that down. I don't know, it should have been a lot easier than it was, but I had to do some fancy work to find Ace Roland on that record, because it's not El Boli, he was on the other side. Spanish Eyes, 1933, and it's not the Spanish Eyes, it's a different Spanish Eyes. And I played that basically to annoy the shade of my mother, who hated the song Spanish Eyes, but the other Spanish Eyes. So a little bit of that there. Let's have some castanets, shall we? Oh, yeah. But I like the song, and I like the record. Nice copy of that, too. And before that, we had Mary Martin with Eddie Duchin's orchestra in 1938. Her biggest hit of that era, the first hit she had, in fact, and her first record, My Heart Belongs to Daddy, off the original Brunswick. And I like it. Beginning with Henry Gendron's Ambassadors, My Cradle Sweetheart. Well, I'm pretty sure you saw where that one was headed, and that's from 1931. So we'll do the psychoanalysis later, but just let it linger there a while before you you call your health professional. This is Radiola, and we are a service organization, so we do what we can. And I'm Andy Senior, and I am not licensed for anything except to drive, and even that's tenuous. Let's clean out our ears with a little jazz. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra on Decca in 1934. By heck. Thank you. And there's Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, my favorite record of all time, and I had to play it. And it's on the issue that I have, but this one's in much nicer shape because I played the other one to death as a kid. But this one is nice. South on the 30s reissue, and that was originally recorded in 1928. Before that, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, another reissue much later on, but originally from 1934. By heck, and I've always loved that, too. Oh, yeah. This is Radiola, and we're meditating a bit. We're thinking about a lot of things. They're all good thoughts. We're doing good. You know, if you're looking for meaning in life, don't look in the mirror. You're not going to find it there. That's... I don't know why I said that. It just occurred to me. And let's finish up with a WMCA broadcaster... broadcasters who were led by God knows whom in 1927, Charles Hart on the vocal, and a fitting close to our program this evening, our Radiola, and when day is done.
Tender kiss the whole day through. I miss you most of all when